This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea, making January the busiest month ever for the North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. So far this month, North Korea has conducted six rounds of missile tests, firing at least 10 missiles into the sea. North Korea's missile frenzy appears at least partly aimed at pressuring the United States and South Korea, which have called for the North to return to nuclear talks. North Korea has refused to engage in talks, saying the United States should first make military and economic concessions. The U.S. early this month tightened sanctions against Pyongyang, imposing them on five North Koreans it alleged were helping to procure supplies for North Korea's weapons program. U.S. biotech company Moderna announcing Wednesday that it has begun clinical trials of a booster dose of a vaccine designed to specifically to combat the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The trials involved a total of 600 adults, half of whom have received two doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months ago, and half of whom have received two doses plus the previously authorized booster dose. The booster specifically targeting Omicron will therefore be evaluated as both as a third and a fourth dose. Moderna's statement came the day after rivals Pfizer and BioNTech said they had begun enrollment for a clinical trial for an Omicron-specific vaccine. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States and NATO have provided written responses to Moscow addressing Russia's renewed security demands. The move follows consultations with various European partners, as well as Ukraine, an effort aimed at heading off armed conflict. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan delivered the document in person Wednesday to Russia's foreign ministry. NATO sent its own response to Russia separately. Officials portrayed the responses as a way to address the Kremlin's concerns while also giving all sides a chance to further pursue diplomacy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters during a press conference the U.S. response includes the concerns of the United States and its allies about Russian actions that undermine security, and also include proposals for areas where the countries may be able to find common ground. Moscow's security demands include a pause of NATO's eastward expansion, especially in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as a rollback of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. The U.S. has dismissed those demands as non-starters and demanded that Russia pull back its forces from the border with Ukraine. It has offered a dialogue with Moscow on issues including military exercises and transparency, as well as the placement of missiles. Russia offered a cautious initial response to the written proposal, saying only it will study the documents. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Honduras today to attend the inauguration of Xiomara Castro as the Central American nation's first female president. Harris' attendance at the historic event underscores her role in leading President Joe Biden's efforts to curb the migration of hundreds of thousands of people from Honduras and neighboring El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico and to the United States each year, many of them traveling on foot. Harris has been specifically tasked with addressing the root causes of the mass migration, including poverty and crime. Biden pledged to adopt a more humane stance on migration than that of his predecessor, Donald Trump, who expelled migrants back to their home countries and separated children from their families. Also attending Castro's swearing-in will be the vice president of Taiwan. Castro has talked of switching Honduras' diplomatic relations from Taiwan to China, which claims the self-ruled as part of its territory and has pushed to isolate Taipei from the international community. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us on our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.